African lender comes with the view that we need to roll out inclusive, instant payment systems which are interoperable across the continent so that we bring down the cost of onboarding those of us who are those 400 million who are financially excluded today. So this is really the significance of this platform, to bring together like-minded innovators, regulators, financial solution providers, of course, including banks, MNOs, and players, to change and shift the mindset to unlock this, sustainable opportunity.
How are African countries embracing this new digital financial inclusion advisory platform?
No, thank you. And we've been on a very significant outreach over the last couple of months. And, at the launch, they're embracing, to show that they're embracing the platform. We already signed an MOU with the COMESA Business Council. This is the Council of COMESA that covers the business side of the COMESA region, which is 22 countries now on the continent. So we're working with them on developing system business rules, scheme designs, business models for unlocking the opportunity for micro and small medium enterprises across the COMESA region. So, in the short answer to a very important question is that we believe that from this year, we're seeing the positive response from African government. So this is indeed a very positive trend.
What do you think are the prospects of success for this digital platform?
We already are beginning to see significant focus from the different countries to know that they put financial inclusion at the forefront of their agenda. So we're already seeing regulators coming in and shifting policy dynamics in there, and putting together financial strategies within the country. So that's already happening. So we think the policy regime is important, and we already begin to see a movement in that direction. We're also seeing uptake in terms of conversation, in terms of bringing on board the needs assessment from a technical perspective, where we're saying, and people are coming out to say, yes, we need to ensure that we have the requisite capacity to actually drive financial inclusion. So we're already beginning to see that as a key element. We're beginning to also see elements of thought leadership and convening beginning to happen across the continent. So we believe that all the elements are in place to hopefully drive us towards this agenda where by 2030, we want to ensure that 100 million of these African brothers and sisters of ours who are financially excluded today come onto the financial inclusion, which of course has very many upsides for everybody.
During the launch, there was a panel discussion on building a Pan-African movement towards inclusive payment systems. What were the major outcomes of this discussion, and what impact do you think this will have on all Africans?
Right. So I think this just aligns with the philosophy of convening and really bringing together thought leaders, bringing down sharing of best practice and having a forum where we can exchange ideas and take best practice from one market to another, which we believe will fast track a lot of the growth in delivering these sort of inclusive platforms. So where a country has been able to successfully do it, and then you have a platform where we can share and people are hearing firsthand, they will learn from that. So I think this sharing of knowledge, so that we do not need to recreate and take learnings that already exist within the continent, that should help us sort of fast track and exponentially grow, and create this serious movement of the payment experts and stakeholders within the payment ecosystem. So I think that was really the key outcome of that panel discussion.